never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you
Wonderful song, treat for us on Mother's Day, Diane and Angie. I think that was for a special mom, wasn't that? I trust in you. Amen. Well, it's good to have you all here today. And just want to honor some of the, I know that all the ladies here today are such a wonderful blessing to us and a gem. But it's so nice to have Jackie with us this morning. Amen. You've honored us by coming here this morning, allowed or able to come this morning, and of course, family with you, and it's so good to have you here, Jackie. And also Eva, good to have you here with us on this special day, Mother's Day. Amen, amen. And all you ladies are blessed, aren't you? Amen. Well, I want to introduce you to one special lady here this morning who is going to speak. Now, I've asked her several times over the years if she would speak on Mother's Day, and she says, you're the preacher in the family. And that's what she always says to me. But and usually around January, I ask her, how about this year? Is this year go for Mother's Day? And she says, no. Anyway, this year came in the start, and she says, yeah, I got something. So I'm so blessed to be able to have my wife speak for us today. And she's got something special prepared for you and planned. I mean, it's been going since January, so it's a good message. Sunday school can stay in today. I want you to have a nice day here at Mother's Day. Just enjoy as this wonderful wife and mother of our two boys comes to minister. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, if the rapture could come, it could come now. I just want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day. My knees are knocking, but I knew Pastor Ross was going to ask me to speak. I knew that I do, but God told me ahead of time, Betty, I want you to speak today. So I like to be obedient. I was fighting and struggling, but I said, as Pastor Ross is the preacher in the family, but I'm going to share how the Lord's taken my life and how he's taken this shy little girl and made me who I am today and how he's still using me. And I keep thinking, oh, this stuff's going to slide in. So anyway, I can probably get my husband to do the slides. I can't multitask as much as I used to. So I just want to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, I love you so much. And Holy Spirit, just guide me. So much has been spoken already, even in the songs. And your ways are not my ways, but your thoughts are not our thoughts. But, Father, I want to be you, so let you be glorified, Lord. It's about you that we serve, Lord, not about me. So hide me behind the cross. Bless each of the mothers here. They're all special, Lord, and I thank you for each one of them, Lord. So bless them. Bless this service, Lord, that your glory be high and lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So happy Mother's Day. And you can go to my message. I thought, what could I say about this message? What title could I put on it? So if you want to turn, or it's going to be up there, it's Proverbs 31, of course. A lot of mothers know that. 10 to 31. And the title of my sermon is Women After God's Own Heart, or Beautiful Women in Christ. So if you want to go there, and I'm going to read, I think all of you know what an acrostic is. You take letters and you can put words after. Well, I found some on the internet, and it's all about mothers. So the word mother. So M is for the million things she gives me. She gave me. I'm talking about my own mother and my mother-in-law, because she was special too. O is for means only that she'll growing older. T is for the tears that were shed to save me. H is for her heart as pure as gold. E is for her eyes with love light shine. And R means right and right she always will be. Another one is M is for magnificent. O is for outstanding. T is tender. H is honorable. E is extraordinary. And R is for remarkable. So some of your mothers are like that. And then this is another one. Mummy opening the door here and there every day, remaining, but now it's time to relax. So mothers, relax today. Relax in the Lord. So are you all here? We're going to read from verses 10 to 31, okay? Who can find a virtuous wife, for her worth is far above rubies? The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it's yet night. Provides food for her household, portions for her. Maid servants, she considers a field and feel and buys it. From her profit she plants a vineyard. She girds herself up with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes a tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband knows in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own work praise her in the gates. I'm going to center on the verse 28 and verse 30. It says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also and her praises her. And verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that's the one who fears the Lord. You fear the Lord today? I sure do. I love him so much, and I want to be more like him. I'm going to share some other verses today, as well as the ones I have that are meaningful to me. But I'm going to start this life where it all began back so many years ago. Here's a young lady who's only 17 years old, my mom. And she was pregnant at a young age, and she was expecting. She married my dad. I'm not sure how old my dad was. He's a little bit older than my mother. This is at their 50th anniversary. And she was pregnant, and her mother had died when she was very young, 7 years old. And she didn't have any brothers or sisters. She just had her dad, who had to go off and work, so she was left on a farm for a while. And she wasn't always treated the well there, but anyway, her dad remarried, and we always called her Nan. She was our grandmother, her stepmother. But she was good to mom, but she never had any other children. So they got married, and they had their first son. And after that, they had another daughter, and then another daughter, and then another son. All together, she had 13 children, 14, three sets of twins. One boy died with the twin boys, and I'm the youngest of 13 children. So, and we're all alive still. My oldest brother will be 84 this year. So there's my family. This is many years ago. We're all in order. My oldest brother's here, and then we go across and up. And there's me on the end. I look quite. But you see, the one beside me, she's a twin to the one on the end, and the one next to her is a twin on the other guy. So it's boys and girls. But I didn't have a twin. So I'm the youngest of 13 children. And I thank the Lord for each of them. Most of them are serving the Lord. There is a few that aren't following the Lord, but I thank the Lord for them. And Dad had to work hard. He had to work two jobs. He worked at a canoe factory, and then he had his own printing business in the backyard. And finally, the canoe company closed down, so he had to do full-time work in the back. So my mom had to help him, and of course, us kids did what we could. We did chores. We weren't expected to be lazy. We were made to work. But my dad, he was hard, very hard, but you have to realize that he had to feed all us kids. And I hear stories from the older kids, well, you got away with more than what I got away with, you know. But I was a shy little, timid little girl. I sat and watched what happened to my brothers and sisters, said, well, if that's going to happen to them, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm going to sit here and observe. So here I am, shy, quiet, and in the back. And so you can imagine all this household. We didn't have a big house, boys in one room, the girls in the other room, and then my mom and dad. But, you know, we had some good times. I can remember us doing the dishes, my other two younger sisters and me. We got the dishes done faster because we sang. And we harmonized together, so we started singing. So we had a good time. We'd go out and play. We helped around the house. Mom, she was a little bit more quiet and set back kind of person, but she helped my dad the best she could. But sometimes I had to realize that I wanted my mom, but my mom couldn't just cuddle us and spend time. So the older ones looked after the younger one. So the one that's on the end with the white hair, that's Mary. She's like my second mom. She's the third oldest, and I love her dearly because she kind of replaced my mother in ways. But anyway, we start growing up, go to school, you know, come home. But because I had some physical problems, I was sick a lot, but also because I didn't have my mom to love me, I ate. So I was quite a bit overweight growing up, very heavy. And so I get called names. So you would call it bullying nowadays. And I had one teacher, and I had him for 2 years. And I was a slower learner. And this teacher would stand some of us kids up in front of the class and say, oh, you're stupid, you're dumb. So when you get that, they say sticks and stones break your bones, but names, they never hurt you. But they do. Yeah, they really do. So, of course, you go home, you eat. It's like a cycle, you know. It's like a cycle. So I was called right up to high school. I was called names. Boy, I was even called Tank 2 in high school. But anyway, we'll go on from there. But so I, because my dad worked long hours, my mom had to help him. And he was kind of abusive in ways to my mom, physically and verbally. And my older brothers and sisters saw things. I went through some things, but I won't go into all that. But I have to understand now, not as a child. You don't understand these things as a child, you know. They're just normal. And you hold things inside. And sometimes you resent things. And you have to deal with them sooner or later. And anyway, my parents did get us into a... Also, my dad's family were of a different denomination because he married my mother. They're a different religion. His family cut him off. They would have nothing to do with my dad. They walk down the street. They walk on the other side of the road. So you can imagine they had to struggle. But they made it through, and I'm thankful that I saw my dad 2 weeks before he passed away. And I told him, asked him to forgive me for my attitude towards him. And with his, he looked at me and he said he did. So I thanked the Lord. And even with my mom, she lived quite a few years after, but she, Pastor Russ and I got to see her a few months before she passed away, and we went to her hospital room, and I told Mom, I said, Mom, I love you, and forgive me, and Pastor Russ and I sang a song to her, and she looked up at me with tears in her eyes and said, I forgive you, Betty, and I love you, and I'm so glad that I had the chance to see them both before they passed away and make things right with them. But you know what? They sent us to this little brethren church there in Lakeville. There's that little brethren church. And I thank the Lord for that little brethren church because they had some good people there. They taught us scriptures. They taught us what the Word of God meant. And I had some good mentors in that little church, you know, people that mentored me, took time with me, and we had a good youth group. And I thank the Lord for that teaching. And I got saved in that church. And I got water baptized. So it was a special place in my heart. And I'm glad I found a picture of it. I'm going through all my keepsake stuff. And I didn't have much through the years. I tried to make things right with my mom. But my mom did, I did find one card my mom sent me. And it was very special. She said, you're a daughter to be proud of no matter what you do. The loving person that you are is what comes shining through. And among the joys of living, the nicest one by far is having a daughter grow up to be as special as you. Love and happiness always, love Mom. And, I'm glad I had that card to remind me of my mom. Like, I'm going to fast forward a bit now, and we're going to go. I moved to Toronto and lived with my sister, and my other two sisters were there and her husband. And I got a job, and I looked after her kids for a while, and I started to attend a church there, and I started attending a prayer group on a Saturday night. And it's really amazing how God just orchestrates everything. You know, he brings everything together and puts things and makes you go through things. But they're all there for a purpose. He's growing you. He's stretching you. And I'm glad for that Saturday night prayer meeting. We met in a home, and we're all waiting on the Lord, and the Lord just filled me one night with the Holy Spirit. Oh, it was such a... I was waiting, and I started speaking in tongues. I went home that night, and I was like, I was on cloud nine. I said, oh, this feels great. The Lord's really with me. And I learned a lot in that prayer group. And, of course, I did lose a lot of weight at the last year. I won't go into all that, but I won't tell you how I did it. But it was more or less a contest between me and my sister anyway. So I went down to half the size I was. But I thank the Lord that he's helped me through all these things. But anyway, I started dating a few guys when I was in Toronto, but and they're supposed to be Christian guys, but they weren't the ones that I don't think were really right for me. So I said, God, I really want a guy after your heart, you know, what you want. I want your best, not my best. So I said, okay, God, I'm waiting on you. These guys I'm picking, they're not the ones. So anyway... I didn't know this, but one of my sisters, her and my niece, because I had a niece, I got my own apartment after a while with another girl, and my niece came to live with us. And my sister, one of my other sisters lived in the apartment building, her and her family, and they wanted to have a surprise birthday party for me, okay? So I'm not supposed to know anything about this. So they invited, and one night this guy phones up, it's a friend of ours, and he says, he thought he was talking to my sister. He didn't know it was me. So I said, okay, I played along with it. He says, yeah, I have this friend I really like to bring to the birthday party. He says, okay, if I bring him? I'm going, sure, go ahead, bring him. You know, we'll have to have him. So anyway, he comes. And, of course, it's Pastor Russ. But he wasn't a pastor at the time. And I knew as soon as he came in the door, I said, I'm going to marry him. That's how God can put something in your heart. And anyway, we met in February, got engaged in June, and got married in November. And that's 43 years ago. Isn't he a handsome dude there? He's my hubby, and I love him very much. And but he also told me, too, he had been praying, because he just got saved in December, and I had been saved a long time, but he had been praying for a Christian girl, too. So it's remarkable how the Lord brings us together, isn't it? And then, I'm rushing through this. I got all these notes, but I have to have the thoughts come to me. Anyway, we make our and we get married, and I meet his parents, and this is my husband's, Pastor Russ's family, his mom and dad. His mom was such a sweet lady. I know some people don't have great mother-in-laws, but I had a great mother-in-law. She passed away 3 weeks after my mom passed away. And his dad had passed away a few days. But this is more or less, they're all growing up now because this is quite old picture. And forgive the photography because I just took pictures and made copies and did whatever I could do. So, yes, this is the Bates family. They're pretty well all grown up now and all married. But anyway, but I had a great mother-in-law. She treated me like a daughter, and I loved her very, very much. And she loved everybody. She treated everybody the same and stuff like that. And anyway, we moved to Ottawa, Pastor Russ and I. We settled in. He got a job at Bell Canada. I ended up getting a job at Bell Canada. I worked my way from clerical to secretary there. And we had tried to have children, but fortunately, they told us we couldn't. So we applied for adoption. So we waited a few years, and finally we got our first son, Jeremy. We got him as a newborn baby. He was a newborn, and he's such a cutie. But being a first-time mom, how do you hold this thing? But before that, my girlfriends were having babies and stuff, and sometimes, you know, you get envious, you get jealous, say, Lord, why? Why can't I have a child like all these other mothers? But his ways are not my ways, as I said. So we had Jeremy. So we have this little boy come home in our home, and we loved him because they are like your own, you know. And I'm thankful for the parents for both our boys. And then Joshua came 5 years later. He also was a newborn. I wasn't supposed to get two newborns, but God worked that all out. And so one was a baldy and one had lots of hair. So now Josh has a lot of curly hair. But they're different like night and day. Jeremy was very easygoing kid. You know, Josh was my climbing and everything and getting into everything. And anyway, but they grew up and we were going about our family life. We got involved with a church. It was a planted work. Bethel Pentecostal Church in Ottawa had started this planted work in a school with Pastor Bert Lehrer. So that was our first church that we got into and got involved in. Pastor Russ got involved in Sunday school. I helped with nursery. I helped with, we both joined the choir. We were very active in that. And I had to come home for Jeremy, and then I went back to work, but then I came home just before I got Joshua, and I never went back to work again with Belle. After that, I stayed home and started a daycare. I started taking children in because somebody came to me in the church and said, Betty, could you look after my so-and-so? And I said, okay, I'll try it. So the Lord has that all planned out, too. You know, he always has plans for all of us. So anyway, the boys got a little older. And this is the boys growing up. And that's us as a family. we're getting a little older looking, and then I think I have the graduation picture is next, I think. There's a graduation picture. So, you know what? I like the verse Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts I have for you, toward you to say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So I didn't know way back then that Pastor Russ ever wanted to go to Bible college. He presented this, and I don't think we were ready at the time when we were first married, so I don't know how long, it was in 87. And we started praying about, like, I thought, well, we're content. We got a house. I wanted a bigger house. You're working. I was taking kids in. Everything was, you know, good in the church. But the Lord, and every time we tried to sell a house to get a bigger house, it wouldn't sell. So anyway, when Pastor Russ approached me about going to Bible college, I said, well, let's pray about it and see what God wants. And anyway, Pastor Russ had a bunch of things written down, and he had every one of those answered. And the Lord was changing my heart, because when our pastor came over to talk to me, he says, if your wife's not willing to go, don't go. You have to both be willing to go, because there'll be conflict. There's conflict in a marriage, as there is. Like, I saw things in Pastor Russ. I said, oh, I'll change that. Don't worry, I can change that in him. Well, you don't change nothing. It's God that changes a person, not you. You can't change nothing, because we're all different, and men are different than women. We all know that, right, women? You know, the men only think on one part of the brain. The women work on two, right? So anyway, off to Bible college. You know, in a way, I was kind of happy that we're going off to Bible college, because I was going back to my hometown, Peterborough, where my family lived, you know? So I get to see my family again. So anyway, off we go. And the Lord sold our house. That was one of the things on his list. The Lord sold our house. We had some little bit of money. We went off to Bible college. Pastor Russ started going to Bible college. I said, okay, what am I doing? What am I going to do, Lord? So I took in kids. I joined the college wives, and Lord stretched me again. Remember, this is a shy little girl that didn't like to stand in front of people or do stuff. So he starts getting me involved with the college wives. And one of the ladies that was in charge says, oh, Betty, how would you lead the song service? I says, what? Me? Lead the ladies in song service? Yeah. So I did it, and I started enjoying that. And I took children in. The Lord blessed us. He looked after us. So Pastor Russ did his 3 years and two. And the Lord will supply all your needs. You don't need much, folks. Sometimes we have too much. We need to get rid of it. Now we got to downsize. I don't think my kids want everything I got, because they got their own stuff. So anyway, he finished school, and we didn't want to just stay in at the college, and that we wanted some stuff to do. So he talked to one of this guy, Terry Pitt, that was in Morrisburg. So we started in Morrisburg as assistant pastor. I took in kids, and Pastor Russ drove school bus and plus helped at the church. Plus the church tried to help us the best he could, and they did their best there. And we thanked the Lord for that. We're there for about 9 months. That was in 1990, I think, we went there. And then we went to the Mohawk Church. It's a Native church. That was Pastor Russ's first church as a senior pastor. And it was scary, because, okay, what am I going to do here now, Lord? Like, what have you got in your agenda for me? So we are saying, well, you're going to teach in the school. I said, what? Teach children in the school? Yeah, on the reserve, because it was already in place. So I said, I didn't go to Bible college. What am I going to do? How am I going to teach these children? I had seven classes on Wednesday mornings, kindergarten to grade three. What am I going to teach them? He says, you teach them what you learned in Sunday school. So I started preparing lessons for these kids. I had 100 and some students, kindergarten to grade three. I had to prepare my lessons according to their ages, too, because a little kindergarten doesn't want to listen to what you teach a grade three. But the Lord gave me the strength. You know what? I got to love these kids. These kids were special, like all of kids are special. They wrote me cards. They say, thank you, Mrs. Bates, for coming in. I took them treats. I taught them creation. I took Bible stories and taught them how much God loved each one of them. They said, this don't make them Pentecostal. Just teach them what's right. And Pastor Russ did the higher classes. You know, and these kids, I had fist fights on the floor. and kid, well, you're a half breed or you're a whole breed. And my two boys went there too, you know, and I had to pull them apart and say, no, no, kids, sit down, behave yourself, you know. And I had some troubled kids, but God taught me to love these kids. And they come and give me hugs, and you know, it was a blessing. And I also cleaned the church there because, you know, the other janitors quit, so I said, okay, boys, we're going to go and clean the church. You want some money, you help mommy. So I got the one vacuuming, the one pick up little pew things. So it's kind of cute. One day they brought me, if I can find it, Joshua, the youngest one, he made a little thing. It says, Happy Mother's Day. It says, sometimes you get discouraged because I'm so small and I'm always leave your my fingerprints on your furniture and wall. But every day I'm growing, and I'll be growing up someday, and all these tiny handprints will surely fade away. See, here's a final handprint, just so you can recall exactly how my fingers look when I was very small. So, you know, that was in my keepsake box. So that was very special to me. And then they were bad one day in school, I mean, I guess in church. So they wrote me a little note and says, forgive mom, forgive me, mommy, for, oh, here it is. If two of them says, mom, sorry for being bad in church tonight. We won't do it again. Please forgive us. God bless Jeremy and Josh. And one has little tears on their eyes. And then the two of them says to me on a Mother's Day, mom, if anyone ever decides to pick the mummy who's the best, it would have to be you because you're pretty and sweet and nicer than all the rest. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. Have fun. And remember the sons. We love you within our hearts. That was from Jeremy and Josh. And my husband did write me. I've read this card. I have a lot of cards from Pastor Russ. I know we tell you that we go to the store and buy and pick them, put them back. But we do have a few that we do have. And he wrote this one. The best love is a lifelong love that sweetens the joy so often hurts and strengthens two hearts as it has grown. We've been together a long time now. We laughed and cried and seen each other through our best and worst and everything in between. And today when I look at you, I feel even more loved than I've ever felt before. We have a history together full of shared memories that keep us close. You are so much part of me and a part of my happiness. That is impossible to imagine what life would have been like without you. You are my partner, my love, and I ask nothing more than to spend all the rest of my life with you. So that was Pat from Pastor Russ. And then the three of them got together and gave me a special one. It says, a special Mother's Day award given in your honor. So see if I can read this. Special Mother's Day award. Whereas you have given others 365 days of sunshine, even when the weather was bad. You have never failed to be there when needed for 52 weeks, even though it wasn't always easy. You have made 12 months richer for others, even when you were broke. In recognition of the way you are extra nice, the way you look just great, the way you are loved lots, this always is presented with love and affection by Daddy Jeremy Josh. Happy Mother's Day. So I thank the Lord for the little cards that I get. I forgot to tell you that when we were back in Morrisburg, I came down with a lot of pain. I was really, really not feeling well. And I was rushed to the Winchester Hospital. I almost died. I found out that I had a tubal pregnancy. The Lord took the child. I was only 45 days long. But I said, Lord, I wasn't mad at him. I have a teddy bear. I have bears on my bed, and they all have significant meaning. And I have one. So maybe, Lord, this is my little Jenny that I would want, you know, have. And I said, Lord, one day I'll see that child in heaven, you know, because they had to take it from me. But I wasn't mad at God. I said, God, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. And I know that one day I'll get to see that child in heaven and be thankful that it's there now with the Lord. And so anyway, we're on the Mohawk Reserve for a while. We had some good times. We did Kids Crawl Out Club. We did Sunday School. We had musical, different teams there doing music. And we even went out and sang. Pastor Russ and I used to do coffee houses when we were first married together. And he joined a Christian guys group called Creation. And there's seven guys, and I had to do a lot of praying because he sang in a group, he played hockey, coached hockey, was involved in church. He was already ever home. I said, Lord, I can't nag him about this, so what do I do? The Lord says, pray, and I'll change his heart. So the Lord did change his heart, took some things away, and I'm thankful that I don't nag him about that. I do nag him about other stuff, but I don't nag him about that. So don't nag your husband. It doesn't work. You just have to use your sweet little smile. And anyway, after we met Lethemot, we went to another church, Havelock Church. And that was, these are all in Terrell. Havelock's near Peterborough. And we started different things there. We had, it was a small group at first, but the Lord started blessing. We started a soup kitchen there. We had a bread ministry there. We started getting people coming in to save. The community heard all about the work we're doing. We have people dropping by. I don't come to your church, but I have some wool. Maybe you women can knit some socks, or I'll give you some knit socks. You can use that as a ministry. And the Lord really used it there in Havelock. And I met a lady there, which I'm going to share this letter at the end of when I'm finished talking. I won't be 3 hours, like Pastor Ross says. But this lady... I'll just share a little bit about her now before I read a little bit of the letter at the end. When I first got there, somebody in the church says, do not associate with this lady. She lives next door. She's of low class. Her name was June. And who does God send us? June. The door of the Lord. And she was a lady that, she's a sweet lady. I thought she was sweet anyway. And she was one of those... if you're a trucker, you know, those CB people, they're on the thing, but she's a CB talker, you know, like, hello, this is June, you know, and stuff like that. But she could sing. And anyway, Lord put us in paths with her, and we got to love June. And we even got her to sing in church. And we said, as long as you sing Christian songs, June, I'll sing. And she did. She had like a country twang. And I didn't really care what the other ladies might thought. This is a person. You're supposed to love people, you know. And we used to go by her house, and we used to go walking. Like, we still walk now, but we used to walk back then. And she would be sitting in her thing, and she had a cat, and we'd wave at her when we went by. And sometimes she'd go by my house, and I like gardening. I like flowers and that. And I'd be out there, and she says, Betty, can you give me some of that? So I'd make her up a little thing, give it to her, and she'd be thankful. And anyway... I won't go any more about June. I'll talk a little bit about the letter at the end. But June was special, you know. And when we left Havelock, we went to Bathurst, New Brunswick. And when we went to Bathurst, New Brunswick, it's hard when you have to move your children. When you're in ministry, it's very hard. I had to leave Jeremy behind because he had finished school. And... he didn't go with us. He went to live with his grandmother in Oshawa. And I knew he was in good hands. And our son was planning to be a lawyer. Our oldest son wanted to be a lawyer. And he won a scholarship in high school. Well, he went there and he went a couple of weeks to school there, college. But then he joined a youth group there at the church. He got involved with the church there. And they were out on a retreat, and we told the boys, whatever you're going to be, we don't care what you be, as long as you serve the Lord. I don't care if you can be collect garbage. I don't care, as long as you serve God. Anyway, he went, and they were having prayer time around the campfire, and the Holy Spirit moved on Jeremy, and he broke, and God called him. He said, I want you to become a pastor. We said, do not be a pastor unless you're called. You got to be called. Do not be that, but... he called us down. He says, I got something to tell you, and I hope you take this okay. So he told us that the Lord was going to lead him. And we said, well, if God's called you, then you do it. And he took his courses on internet, and he's now a pastor. Our other son, Joshua, he was at camp when we went for the interview in Bathurst. And we had to pick him up and tell him we were going to Bathurst. Well, we picked him up and took him to McDonald's, and this almost broke my heart because we told him, we're sitting there, Jeremy was with us, and we said, Josh, we got some news for you. Oh, yeah, what is it? Well, we're moving. Oh, where? The Bathurst, New Brunswick. Well, put down a sandwich, walked out to the parking lot, and sat and started crying. So we went out and talked to Josh. Says, Josh, we got a video. There's a youth group there. You enjoy that. But I don't want to go. I don't want to leave my friends. I don't want to move again. So it breaks your heart sometimes when you have to leave a son behind. You got to take one that doesn't want to go. But I said, God, our boys are in your hands. You gave them to us, and I want them. You have to look after this whole situation. Well, we moved to Bathurst, and we took, and you know what? Josh enjoyed himself there. He got into a good youth group. He got onto the radio station. He joined the radio club at school, high school. So kids at high school, he can be a witness. Do what God wants you to do there, too. And he wanted to become a radio producer, Joshua. But anyway, things changed for him, too. He stayed with us. We did a lot of work down in Bathurst, New Brunswick. We were there for 4 years. But I was glad to come back to Ontario. They have too much snow down there. And the wind blows all the time. You know, the people are nice. And each of these churches we've had our challenges at. But God's been there, and he worked and moved. And anyway, then our Jeremy. Jeremy, I'll get back to Jeremy now. Jeremy's at the youth group. He meets a girl there. And they're friends at first. And next thing I know, after 4 years, Holly went off for a year to the States and to take studies. And then she comes back. Next thing you know, they're going to get married. So this is our oldest son, Jeremy and Holly. A beautiful couple. This is over 13 years ago. She is also a minister. They're both ministering together in Burlington, Ontario. They're in a satellite work. They both love the Lord. We have three grandchildren. And so we're very happy for them and very proud of them, what God's using them to do there. And I'm glad when the Lord uses your children. We made the boys get involved, and we didn't make them, but we got them involved. Growing up, we got them cleaning the church. We had them doing the sound equipment. I had Joshua. We knew Joshua had musical talents, and we got him into music lessons. He played drums, guitar, bass, and we got him on the piano. We didn't have a piano player in Havelock at night, so here's Joshua on the piano playing. You know, but we got him doing these things because we wanted the boys involved and know what ministry is about. So I'm glad that we did that. Now, we'll go to the next picture. When Josh went back to New Brunswick to live with a friend down there to get a job after he left us, he met his future wife there, Miranda. She's from the Grand Manan, and he met her at a youth group he started attending to. So anyway, he meets her. We're up in Ontario. He comes back to live with us. Miranda comes up and gets an apartment. And Pastor Russ has the joy to marry both our boys. I'm so glad of that. He got to marry both of them. And we had two services for Joshua because all Miranda's family was on Grand Manan. And there she is. And then we had another service up in. Their actual wedding was on the island. Then we did another service the following week up in Toronto area for my family and Pastor Russ's family to come to. So both our boys are married, and Josh, they live in Coburg, and he's superintendent, him and Miranda. They both went to college. Josh didn't become a radio producer and didn't end up working with computers. He ends up being a superintendent, but they both love the job, and they're both together, and he's involved with the church that he plays on the worship team. So I'm glad, thank the Lord for that. And I always tell the boys, make sure that you're involved with something, you know. So after Bathurst, we moved to Mississauga, Ontario, in a planted work. So we're busy with the planet work up there. Pastor Russ worked a couple of jobs. I worked a job. We tried to get the church growing there, and it wasn't an easy job, but the Lord was good. He was stretching me and pulling me and saying, Betty, you got to do some more things for me. I go, what's that, Lord? What do you got up next for me to do? Well, you're going to go door to door. What? Door to door? What are you going to do door to door? So we had to put flyers in the mailboxes and talk to people and invite them out. But he helps you through these things. If you really surrender all to you, he'll help you through these things. And while we were doing ministry, I got a card from my son, Jeremy. I think I'll just read the one. And when we were down in Bathurst, and I thought this was very touching. He says, "Wow, what amaze! What's awesome? Half a country. I guess that isn't much when you consider that Christ could see your life through 20 centuries and saw that you were be a person of love and sacrifice, and he called you his own. Thanks for calling me your own, Mom, and for your love and sacrifice you made for me. I have been so incredibly blessed. I wish I could be there to celebrate with you, but you definitely beyond my heart and mind. I have always been so proud to call you my mom. I'm proud of Dad too. He has good taste in women. If I can meet this before you met Holly, if I can meet a woman of your caliber, I will be blessed, man. I'll be a blessed man, and probably a fat one too. So enjoy your day. Thanks, Jesus, for every breath you take, and always know that you have a family who loves and prays for you. Peace and love. And I love you so much, Mom." And he said in one of these other cards, he says, "I love you so much. I've always loved to come home because that's where home is, where my mom is. May God truly bless you and honor you, your faithfulness." And that was from Jeremy when he was single. And I've gotten other cards from them and from the kids. And I'm thankful for, you know, like Jeremy says, this is from Jeremy and Holly and the kids. "Hope you have a wonderful day. You are a great mom and grandma. We love you so much. May God bless you really this year, and may his presence be evidence every day of this now year. Thanks for being a Proverbs 31 woman. All those years, you are blessed." And, you know, these are so touching. And then Josh and Miranda sent me one, and they're so touching too. "How beautiful gift you share. What comfort there is knowing you made a place in your heart for both of us. We hope you know that you're always loved and a special place in our heart for you." So I thank the Lord for, and this is our first granddaughter. That's Maddie Madison. And she's going to be 10 this month. She's growing up too fast. And I used to, when I was in Mississauga, before I came here, I used to go out on Wednesdays, and I called that Maddie and Me Day. Because I spent the day with Maddie, where Jeremy and Holly went and did stuff at the church, and then Pastor Russ would come up after doing buses, and we spend the evening with Maddie. And so when I came here, I had to leave that behind. But, you know, sometimes you do what God wants you to do, and he blesses you in so many other ways. So I thank the Lord for that. And anyway, these are our grandchildren now. That's Maddie, and then Jaden and Myla. Those are our three grandchildren. Josh and Miranda do not have any great children as of yet. Maybe sometime in the future, but I always say it's up to them what they do, as long as they serve the Lord. Now we're here. We're here in Cornwall. This is the Lord, as I say, the pastor us. He saves the best for the last. Because we are blessed. We're blessed by all you. You're all special to us. And we love you all so much. And when we moved here, yes, I had to leave our children. But God, he gives me so much more children, you know, and so many more friends. And I said, "Lord, every place I go to, Lord," I said, "how can you use me, Lord?" When I was in Mississauga, I worked at the Gap. I said, "Lord, how can you use me here?" I started a cookie ministry. You know what it means by cookie ministry? I love to bake. A lot of you know that I like to bake. I used to take cookies into the kids there, the kids I worked with. And the Lord opened up so many opportunities to talk to these kids. He said, "Betty, why do you do this?" I said, "Because I care about you, and God cares about you, and he loves each one of you." And I had a chance sometimes one-on-one, because the kids would come to me. They also knew I was a pastor's wife. And one guy said to me, "We're going to hell. Betty's a pastor's wife. We're all going to hell." I said, "No, I'm not your judge. God is your judge, you know, and he loves each one of you." And I had a chance to touch hearts there, and I thanked the Lord, and they touched my heart. And one girl said, "Betty," I said, "what, will you take me home? Will you adopt me?" And because she had lost her mom earlier, I said, well, I'm sorry I can't do that. But, you know, but, you know, as the Lord just brings things and situations, and he stretches you and molds you, and he wants you to keep growing. And since we've come here, he's stretched me even more, you know. I thank the Lord for each one of you ladies, because you don't know how much you touch me in so many ways. Jackie, you touch me because I see your heart. You love the Lord so much. And even in the seniors' home, I have you go and visit you. You touch those people there. You keep touching them by putting bibs on them, you know. And Leona and Eva. I love Eva too. She touches my heart in so many ways. And the Louises. She touches me. And the Grace. And the Lindas. All of you, you know, you have a place in my heart. Because you're women after God's heart. You know, and he wants to use us. But don't stop growing, ladies. Let him use you. Let him bless you. You know, I thank you for my neighbor, Kuma. I love Kuma. She's my neighbor. And I just put in a mailbox and did an invitation to her. I thank God for her. Yes, I go around the neighborhood and pick up garbage. I don't care. I'll do whatever I have to do for God. You know, he loves each one of you, and he knows what we go through, ladies. All of us, even you men. None of us are exempt, you know. We can help one another. I thank for Alan Stephanie, but the youth, what you're doing with the youth. The Andreas, the Joshuas, you know, the Amandas, you know, the Dianes and Debbies. You know, we're all special. And God loves us, and he wants to use us. And he's stretching me, and many times in the church, ladies there, you know, the touches. And we're learning. We're learning in the wings. We're learning in our Bible studies, because we get together and we study God's word, right? And he wants us to learn the word. You know, I thank you, Louise, that you took the time with me and taught me the scriptures. Yes, I've read the scriptures many years, but I never really meditated upon them and say, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Are you delighting yourself in the Lord, ladies? Are you taking the scriptures for what it says? Lay your hands on the sick, and they will recover. Do you believe that? Do you believe what we read? Be still and know that I am God. That's a plaque that somebody gave me many years ago. It is not Psalm 47, it's 46. Somebody made a mistake. But you know how many times he tells me to be still, ladies? We're so rushed doing this, going here, going there. And he just says, be still, ladies. Be still and let me speak to you. Sometimes I just have to quiet my spirit and just sit in his presence. And he talks to me on my nature walks with the dogs at 5 o'clock in the morning. He speaks to me. I'm here, Betty. I'm here. Keep going. Keep going. You know, don't give up. Don't give up. When you fall down, pick yourself up. I'm here. I'm going to carry you through this. I'm going to see you through until I come. So ladies, don't ever think you can't do nothing. You know you can. When you see a stranger, you give them a smile. There's just one girl on our street. She's a young girl. Pastor Russ knows who I'm talking about. We just found her name is Cassidy. And she's a little chunky girl, and she works at Tim Hortons. Well, she would go down with her, walk by me sometimes with her head down. I say, good morning. She, oh, good morning. She gives you a smile, you know. Before she's shy, you know. And then one day, Pastor Russ said hello to her. And she fell down. He says, you okay? Did you hurt yourself? No, I'm okay. So now when we go to Tim Hortons, she's sometimes in the window. He says, good morning. Oh, good morning. She has a big smile on her face. So you don't know what a smile does to somebody or an encouraging word does for somebody. Because, you know, maybe they're having not such a good day. Or they're going through a rough time, you know. But ask God. He'll show you what he wants you to do. And said, the battle's not yours, ladies. It's the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. In Exodus 14 and 14, let him fight your battles. You just learn. Just worship him. Just do what he wants you to do. For me to stand up here today, ladies, it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. And I want him to help each of you to have a happy Mother's Day. And I'm just going to touch on this letter from this June. We had moved away, and I had try to keep in touch with her. This is a few years ago, and I wrote her a card, and she says, but I sure do miss you guys. I think of you all the time. And my prayer is that you move back here. And June, I think she's passed away now, but we passed by her window. She says, I get in some aches and pains now, but I can still remember you going by and waving at me and saying hello and took the time with me. But I wish God would bring you back, you know. But God puts people in each of our lives, and he blesses us in so many ways. And I just want to love him, and I just want to serve him and keep growing, ladies. And, you know, sometimes we have to have a teachable spirit, too. And I used to say to my kids, when you have three guys in your house, you know, that's a lot of testosterone going on there, you know. And I'm the only female. And we get into a little bit of disagreement. And I said, well, I might be open, but you can't change my mind, you know. So the kids say, yeah, Mom, we can't change your mind. But you got to change your mind sometimes, lady. I can't keep saying that all the time. But God is so good. And I just want to thank him for just being there. And that I'm learning and growing myself. And I just want to give him the praise. And I want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. And I'd like the worship team to come, because we want to do a song. This song I asked Pastor Russ to tell him. This is my desire to honor you. I picked that song. I love that song. There's many songs I love, but that one, because I can remember my son Jeremy at the altar one day, just lifting his hands as we sang that song. This is my desire to honor the Lord. And that's what I want for every one of you, men and women. Serve to God. Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. God can use you right where you're at. And let him change your heart and your life. And he will. So if you want to sing this song, if you want to stand, we'll sing this song.
This is
If all the moms would come up here, mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, even stepmoms, come on up. We've got flowers here for you. Hallelujah. Just come on up and line up in the front here and face everybody. Come on up here. Come run up close. Right along up about here. And just face everybody at the front. Carnations for our ladies, and in just a moment we're going to be passing them out, and I know there's white ones and red ones, and but we've got some ladies here that we just when we were picking up the flowers, I said, could you give us some roses? I just feel like we need 5 roses for Sunday morning. And so Betty and I wanted to pick these up, and we wanted to give them to people who are special in our life. Jackie, give you a rose. There you go, Jackie. A rose just for you. To honor some of our special moms. Not that you're not all special, but there's some who are here who have been a mom for a long, long time. And so we wanted to make sure that they all got one of these. Come on down here to Margaret. Margaret's been a mom for a long time, haven't you? You know what it's like to be a mom. For Giselle. Yes, we want to give one to Giselle. Yes, Rose. special mom. Amen. Now, we've got Andrea and Josh. They're going to pass out the flowers. There's white ones and red ones. And I don't know what your special is, but don't leave here yet to when you get your flower, because I like to pray over you, okay? Just like to pray all over our moms. And the ones that already have a rose, just pass by them. And, sure. Thank you so much, guys. You know what a flower is? A flower is a blossom. It's so beautiful. I was reading this, just a short little poem. It says, a mother is like a flower, each one beautiful and unique. You are all beautiful and very unique. It's such a blessing to us. Amen. Why don't you go over the line up there now, Betty? You've helped me, sir. Everybody get flower? Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Amen. Aren't they a good-looking bunch up there, guys? Come on. Amen. I would like to pray over you now. This is a special day for you, but I think that moms are at work 365 days a year, and it doesn't stop because your children grow up. And your grandparents, you still worry, you still pray, you still fret, and all those things. Wow. Here's a little guy. Yeah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this special, special day. God, we honor all these ladies here at the front of the church. We honor them, and we thank you for them. Their job is big. It's a tremendous task. Lord, you have allowed them to be able to be birth mothers, to bring children into this world, but not only that, to bring them and present them to the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring them closer to that wonderful one, that Savior that loves them. So God, we honor our moms today for holding those children in their arms, wiping the noses, putting Band-Aids on knees that are bleeding, and all the things that moms do, and the tucking into bed at night and saying sweet things to them and encouraging their moms, just like we can all think of our own mothers, that they were there for us when we needed them. So God, I pray a special blessing over them today. I honor them today from this church, Cornwall Pentecostal Church. But would you just give them something special? Maybe there's a mother here that hasn't heard from a son or a daughter for a long time. God, place it upon their hearts to call their mom today. Maybe there's been miles between them and they just can't get to see them. But God, I pray that that phone call or that letter or that card would be something special for them today. That they would just feel the presence of Jesus in their lives. So God, we pray over them right now. Bless their day. Let them feel Jesus in a special way today, Lord. And I pray the Holy Spirit would guide and direct them and watch over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you all, and happy Mother's Day.